Good morning, all you lovely people. I figured I would go. Sorry if you hear a bang, that's my coffee. I need to wake up and be a person in like an hour, so let's see. I figured I would take some time to answer my own questionnaire. It's been really, really cool, actually, like getting to hear everyone's answers and like getting to know you guys in the community that I actually haven't had a chance to meet yet. I'm still pretty new, I've only been here for a tiny bit. So it's really cool getting to know you guys, and I'm glad that you guys are having fun answering the questionnaire. That's the point of it. But yeah, I figured I would go ahead, answer my own questions, because I mean, I made them, so why not? So I'm going to answer Bunny's Being Nosy questionnaire. Hi, I'm Bunny. Okay, what is your favorite holiday and why? Halloween, without a doubt. Fall is the best season, no contest. My birthday is the day before, October 30th. So growing up, I would get cake one day and candy the next, and it was superb. But it's also just so fun, like getting to dress up. And I mean, when you're a kid, you would do lots of things with your friends, and even as an adult, it's fun. I'm super bummed that the one time my birthday falls on a Friday and Halloween falls on a Saturday for the first time in a long ass time. Obviously, I was a child the last time that happened, but I'm so disappointed that I can't do anything. But yeah, Halloween. Thanks, COVID. If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Avatar The Last Airbender, for sure. That has been my favorite show since I was a child. My brother literally got me all of the seasons on DVD when I turned 16, and I love it. I rewatch it every year. When they added it to Netflix, I was so excited for like friends that hadn't seen it to see it. Prince Zuko was my first crush, so I would definitely go to the Avatar world, probably be a waterbender. I actually haven't done a quiz to see which one I would be. I'll have to do that, but I would love to be a waterbender. What's your favorite audio tag to perform and write? I don't write, I perform. So I really like, my dog is snoofing outside my door, sorry. I really enjoy recording like GFE audios, honestly. I've been told I have a voice that's pretty fitting for like girlfriend stuff, which is really sweet. That's very sweet to hear. I like recording like wholesome scripts and stuff like that. Those are a lot of fun. I think they fit my personality a little bit more. But then also just blowjob audios. I have a lot of fun recording blowjob audios. I have too much fun recording blowjob audios. When it's really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Pho. Always has been, always will be. I did a lot of sports in high school, and so we would have like early morning practices or late night games and or meats, and so whenever it was really, really cold outside, and I get cold really easily, pho has always been the move, with lots of lime. Oh, so much lime. Can you do a handstand? No, I can't. Do you type using the home keys or no? I don't, and I'm a really annoying typer. My friends and family have told me I like push really aggressively, which I do, and now I have a mechanical keyboard, so I'm like extra annoying. But no, I remember we had a computer lab in elementary school where they would specifically have us play like computer games that would teach you how to type with the home keys. And I just like, I can't, I just go all over the place. I type just fine. Like I type pretty quickly, but like, no. What's a skill you really want to learn? I'm currently learning guitar, so I won't say that. A skill I want to learn. Why didn't I think of answers to my own questions? I'm trying to think, because I'm very much, I love learning. So if I want to learn a new skill, I kind of just do it. like this past year, I wanted to learn how to build computers, so I did, and I built my PC that I'm using right now. So what's something new I want to learn? I do art as like a hobby and a side business. My office doubles as my art studio. And so I guess the big thing I've been struggling with is painting with acrylics. I paint with gouache primarily. Or I use alcohol-based inks, anything like that. None of you care, but learning new art mediums is always a skill I want to learn. What's your favorite type of weather? I'm not there anymore. I'm originally from California, so I very much am just like a high 60s, low 70s breeze coming from the ocean type of gal, and I'm solid. I get cold really easily. I don't like being hot, and so yeah, no. I have that perfect peak of like sunny, but there's a breeze, so it's kind of cool, and you can wear like a light jacket. It's great. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? So, I feel like people are gonna think I'm weird for saying this. I went to summer camp every summer, growing up, and so we had this thing called a Gaga pit, which I have to look it up to make sure that I'm not giving you guys false information. It would help if I put Gaga ball and not just Gaga, because I'm getting results for Lady Gaga. Okay, so Gaga, if you look up Gaga ball, you're in this, it's kind of like dodgeball, except you're in this pit. And so you have the ball and you can't throw it. There's one ball and everyone's standing around and you have to hit it and try and hit someone below the knees. If you hit above, that doesn't count. You can't grab it and throw it. You basically just have to smack it and try and hit each other in the knees or below. So you can run and jump or whatever to avoid it. But it can bounce off the ball and hit. Bounce off the ball? Wow. Bounce off the wall and hit somebody. It was very fun to play. And we had the pit that we had like wood chips in it. So it was like violent. Like your shins would be bleeding. It was intense, but oh, it was so fun. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, please just Google Gaga Ball and you'll know what I'm talking about. Waffles or pancakes? Waffles with whipped cream and strawberries for sure. Summer or winter? Winter, because I can get warmer, but you can't like cool. If it's hot, you can't do anything. I live in the South now, so like triple digit days for months on end is not foreign to me, and I hate it. If you're too hot, you can't like do anything. I do like being able to swim. I love swimming, but like it's just uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. Whereas like winter, I can get comfortable. I can bundle up. I can have something warm. I can like cuddle up, and it's like it's great. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Probably. Could be French because I do have family members who speak French from Louisiana and stuff. You know what? No, I'm gonna say Japanese because my original plan actually, I was going to try and teach English in Japan between my undergrad and graduate schooling, and I wasn't able to do that for personal reasons. But I was actually learning it, and I know kind of enough to get by. But it would be cool to be better at it for sure. Yeah, I would also love to visit one day since I didn't get to work there. It would also be interesting for the type of research I'm actually trying to do with my graduate degree, which I could talk about for like 50 million years. So I'm not going to talk about it here. I'm trying so hard not to. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? Night shower, unless I have to wash my hair. I'm mixed. I have a lot of curly hair, which means like wash day takes like 5 hours. Not really, it takes like maybe three from start to finish. And I'm not going to sleep after all that work. So, wash days, I shower in the morning. But typically every day I shower at night, because to me that makes more sense, because you're like washing off the dirt of the day before you get into bed. Otherwise you're like bringing everything into bed, which is gross. Would you consider a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Wow, I can't read my own stuff. Yeah, I would. Honestly, I'm just an open-minded person in general. So I mean, if you and I are partners and you bring up something you want to try, there's like a solid 95% chance I will say yes. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. This is kind of a pro and a con. I'm a very sensitive person. I would rather be sensitive than like cold and heartless, for sure. I'm really, really sensitive, not just for myself, but to the feelings of others around me. I'm a very caring person. If I care about you, I care about you deeply. If you ask anyone that I talk to pretty regularly, I tell them all the time, like, hey, make sure you're eating, make sure you're drinking enough water, make sure you're getting enough rest. Have you gone for a walk lately? Like, I always try to make sure that my friends are taking care of themselves. And I love just being able to be there for other people. And just kind of even if I can't do anything, even just being like a shoulder to lean on, is something that I love being able to do for others. So yeah, a very caring person, I would say, is my nice thing. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? I like listening to podcasts, and it's weird because I like listening to paranormal and true crime podcasts. So I'm like, ah, oh, I had a bad day. Let's listen to serial killers. So my undergraduate degree, I don't know if I said this earlier, was psychology. I am actually working towards a career in researching the distribution of mental illness amongst different communities. I hope to implement programs in schools, in businesses, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I like the psychology behind it. So it's interesting to listen to these stories and try and understand the psychology behind it. I almost went into forensic psychology, actually. And then for the paranormal stuff, it's just interesting to like hear about people's experiences. See, the thing is I'm a big ass baby when it comes to scary things, but like I listen to that to unwind, so I don't know. But yeah, I'll put on a podcast, throw on some comfy clothes, which usually is just, t-shirt, no pants, and cuddle my dog. I always love cuddling my dog, even though she snores like a trucker. What are your top three favorite movies? Well, my number one favorite movie is Moulin Rouge. Always has been. I have crushes on both Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. But also, I was a theater kid, so like the musical part of it is just stellar. The colors are fascinating. It's goofy. I cry. I know what happens. I mean, he says the ending in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, but like, oh, I cry every time. That's the movie that I put on when I'm feeling a little sad and just want to feel happy, even though it makes me sad. Two more. Why didn't I think of answers? Two more. I would say I have absolutely no idea what I would say. I really like Heathers. I've watched Heathers a lot. It's a very interesting kind of dark satire. I really, really like it. I also just really like Winona Ryder. Heathers is up there. That's another. I'm trying to think of movies that I watch a lot. What else would I put there? Da, da, da. Other movies. Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, and Bruce Willis. It's just, I love it. I love Goldie Hawn. I love Meryl Streep. It's just such a goofy movie. I love it. My friend actually wants to dress me up as Liesel for Halloween, so that'll be fun. Let's see. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Not really. I kind of do like, I try to just have, I'm in my office typically. I prefer recording at night because it's kind of weird because I have a window right by my office, like a big ass window that kind of looks out to my front door in the street and I can like see people and that kind of throws me off. But that's about it. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? Probably. What would I choose? On any mythical creature. I really didn't think of answers to my own questions. Oh, what are those? Whatchamacallits? Hold, please. I'm gonna pause because I gotta look it up. One moment. All right, I'm back. A chimera. I just think they're really badass. Like, it's like the body of a lion, and you can have like the tail as a snake. I just think they're really fucking cool. I think they're really cool. And like, just imagine having that. Like, you have people over, and you're like, oh, hello, this is Floofy, my chimera, and it's this big ass lion monster. I wouldn't name it Floofy, but you get what I mean. What is your go-to movie watching snack slash candy? I personally really, my dad does this thing, always has, where he gets the popcorn and then he dumps M&Ms into the popcorn bucket, and so you get like the salty and the sweet, and maybe y'all think that's weird, but I think it's fantastic, and I will do it every time, even at home. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? I'd say extroverted, honestly. I am very much like I drag my friends to do things type of person. If I think something's interesting, I go and do it without hesitation. Went to a lot of cool events in college with that mindset. Yeah, I would say more extroverted. I can be pretty introverted when, so I'm extroverted in general, but when it comes to like, and naturally becoming friends with people, but if I'm like, oh, I kind of want to be friends with this person, I kind of get really shy. a couple people that I've met on here are like, she's nice, but she's a little shy. And I'm like, that's because I wanted to be your friend. So I seemed weird. Was your first kiss actually a good one? God, no. Oh, it was terrible. I was 13. He was 13. His lips were like stiff. And then he tried to use tongue and it was like slime. Oh, no. It was terrible. He's sweet. We still talk, actually. He's actually gonna propose to his girlfriend soon. But yeah, no, it was not good. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? This is going to sound weird, but I do a lot of projects around my house. Like, I built the desk that I'm at right now. I built my coffee table, built shelving units and stuff. I do a lot of that stuff. My parents very much taught me, like, why hire something? So why hire someone to do something you can do yourself? So I do a lot of my own building stuff. Like when I moved into my house, my parents bought me a miter saw. So, and I love it. So something I always have is actually this little 6 foot tape measure that my dad got me. It's like on a keychain or something, but I always have it in my bag because chances are I go shopping at a lot of thrift stores. So like I will go and if I see something, I'll like measure it and try and see if it'll work in the space that I have. So I always have like a small tape measure. It's weird. I'm sorry. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Let's see. Being considerate is a big thing for me. Like as long as you're considerate of others and their time and their feelings, that's really attractive to me. A physical thing would be like, I don't know. I really enjoy like leaning into people. I'm a very physical person. Like even with friends, I'll like cuddle you and like play with your fingers or like play with your hair. I do it with all my friends. So like if I give you physical affection, if you're cool with it, I'm not gonna do it if you're uncomfortable with it. If I give you physical affection and you kind of lean back into it, whatever type it is, and you kind of also just kind of really crave that physical affection. It's really sweet. I really like it. Feels Nice. Even if it's like not sexual, like if I'm playing with your fingers and you just kind of play with mine back, it's really, really nice. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison is up there. However, he is kind of questionable as a person, but the song is good. What else is there? I have quite a few that I can listen to and not be tired of. That's a good one. Little Bit by Hablett Brown is good. Tether by Sleep State. These are all songs that like I will hear in the car and scream at the top of my lungs because I'm that person. Yeah, so those are my answers to my being nosy questionnaire. Thank you to everyone who has answered it so far. It's been really, really cool getting to know you guys. Yeah, well, I hope you all have a fantastic day. Bye.